The former manager of the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race, Stacy Gilliland, has been indicted on 25 criminal counts. Gilliland was arrested last spring and charged with theft involving K300 funds. Her case went to grand jury yesterday. KYUK's Shane Iverson has the story.
All 25 of the counts are listed as Class B or C felonies. They include one count each of theft in the first degree, scheme to fraud, misapplication of property, and there are 22 counts of forgery. The indictment lists activities occurring between April and December of 2007 when Gilliland served as the manager of the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race. When she was originally arrested last spring, only two charges were brought up. But the prosecutor on the case, District Attorney Andrew Granick, says a second police investigation expanded that evidence.
The initial investigation wasn't sufficient enough for the state to take the case to grand jury without any additional investigation.
In an interview last month, Gilliland said she is innocent of any wrongdoing.
I'm innocent. I've taken nothing from the K300 organization. It would never occur to me to do so. All I did was work tirelessly.
Her attorney, Sean Brown, says he believes the counts will be dismissed as the case proceeds. He has harsh words for the state's prosecution.
And all of my years of practicing criminal law, this is the most malicious prosecution I've ever seen.
Brown points to the 22 forgery counts. He says those checks represent the compensation she was supposed to receive for her work.
Ms. Gillian was paid a wage by the K300 for working with them, and the felony counts are based upon the checks that the K300 paid her. So they allowed her to work for them during 2007 and 2008, and now there's felony counts based upon those checks.
But District Attorney Granick dismissed those accusations. Granick refused to comment on the details of the case, citing concerns that it could lead to a mistrial. But he says his office is handling the case just like any other criminal prosecution.
The charges were originated in this particular incarnation of the case by the state taking the case in front of grand jury and grand jury reviewing the evidence and deciding whether or not